Hall, Glendale, California, September 4th, 1905. Dear Sister Hall, I miss you so much. I should have been so pleased could you have been with us on this trip. I needed you and should greatly have appreciated your company and your help. I was worn out with writing when I left home, but I consented to attend the Los Angeles camp meeting. During the meeting, I spoke about 7 times, and the Lord greatly strengthened me. One day I spoke to about 2,000 people. They were packed into the large tent as closely as they possibly could be. I was obliged to take deep inspirations in order to send my voice out so that all in the congregation could hear. After speaking at this meeting, I was taken very ill. I think I must have been poisoned with the breaths of the people in the congregation. W.C. White was not with me at the beginning of the meeting. He had to stay behind and attend to book work at Mountain View, and I was obliged to attend some of the business meetings. I saw that things were not going as they should be. Brother Reeser, the president of the Southern California Conference, is an excellent man, but he has not had experience in dealing with minds. A motion was brought in to make all the church members present delegates to the conference. Elder Corliss was at the meeting, and he presented the matter before me. I told him that we had met that question before. He said, "If you can possibly come to the business meetings and meet this question now, it would be a great blessing to the conference during the coming year." I told him that I would. I went and sat where I could hear the motions read. I thought, Lucinda, that I was old enough to be excused from such burdens. Nevertheless, when I saw that there was a likelihood of the motions being passed, I said, "Read that motion again, if you please." It was read. Then I said, "Such a motion as that was made years ago, and the matter was distinctly opened before me. It will be impossible for me to relate here all the instruction that was then given me, but I will say that the motion has never carried at any time because it is not in harmony with the mind of the Lord." After the camp meeting, I went to Loma Linda, the sanitarium property that has recently been purchased by the Brethren in Southern California. I think that I have already written to you about this place. I am most grateful to the Lord for making it possible for us to secure it for sanitarium work. The property lies 60 miles east of Los Angeles, on the main line of the Southern Pacific Railway. Its name, Loma Linda, Beautiful Hill, describes the place. Of the 60 acres comprised in the property, about 35 form a beautiful hill, which rises 125 feet above the valley. Upon this hill, the sanitarium building is situated. The main building is an imposing structure of 64 rooms, having 3 stories and a basement. It is completely furnished, heated by steam, and lighted with electricity. It is surrounded with large pepper trees and other shade trees. The entrance steps broaden as one ascends, and from them is entered the glass parlor, a large, beautiful room, 3 sides of which are of glass. In this room there are 10 rocking chairs, and more can be supplied if necessary. At appropriate distances there are 2 decorative pillars, which look something like a bowl turned upside down, and round these pillars are seats. This room opens into another large parlor, carpeted with excellent body Brussels. In this room there are 3 lounges, 10 rockers, and some upholstered chairs. The second parlor opens into a spacious hall, which is furnished with easy chairs. At the right of the hall, double doors open into a large dining room. Ascending a few steps, one enters an office room, and this room opens onto a beautiful grove of pepperwood trees. About 10 rods away, on what is known as Summit Hill, there is a group of fine cottages. The central cottage has 9 beautiful rooms and 2 bathrooms. In the basement is the heating plant for the 5 cottages. Prettily grouped round this large cottage are 4 smaller ones, having 4 rooms each, with bath and toilet. An interesting feature of these cottages is that each room has its veranda, with broad windows running to the floor, so that the beds can be wheeled right out onto the veranda and the patients can sleep in the open air. There is another building, which was known as the Recreation Building. In this is a billiard table, which must have cost several hundred dollars. This, of course, will be disposed of. A partition runs through this building, and we have thought that one side could be used for meetings and the other side for classrooms. The land is well cultivated and will furnish much fruit and many vegetables for the institutions. 15 acres of the valley land are in alfalfa hay. 8 acres of the hill are in apricots, plums, and lemons. The acres are in good-bearing orange orchard. Many acres of land round the cottages and the main building are laid out in lawns, drives, and walks. There are horses and carriages, cows and poultry, farming implements and wagons. The buildings and grounds are abundantly supplied with excellent water. This property is now in our possession. It cost the company from which we purchased it about $140,000. They erected the buildings and ran the place for a time as a sanitarium. Then they tried to operate it as a tourist hotel, but this plan did not succeed, and they decided to sell. It was closed last April, and as the stockholders became more anxious to sell, it was offered to us for $40,000, and for this amount, our brethren have purchased it. Oh, how I long to see the sick and suffering coming to this institution. It is one of the most perfect places for a sanitarium that I have ever seen. I thank our Heavenly Father for giving us such a place. It is provided with almost everything necessary for sanitarium work, and it is the very place in which sanitarium work can be carried forward by faithful workers. The buildings are all ready, and work must be begun in them as soon as we can secure the necessary physicians and nurses. For some time, I have been looking for just such a place as this, with good buildings, all ready for occupancy, surrounded by shade trees and orchards. When I saw Loma Linda, I said, "Thank the Lord. This is the very place we have been hoping to find." I do wish that you could come down to Southern California and help to set this institution in running order. Faithful, experienced helpers are needed. I shall return to St. Helena the last of this week or the first of next. I am waiting developments. A telegram has just come from Sister Peck, which says, "Wait my coming Thursday, so we shall be held here a few days longer." Mabel has just come up from San Diego. She looks well. I hope that she is indeed a useful worker. She stayed in San Diego during the Los Angeles camp meeting so that Sister Williams could come up. She will have to hasten back to her work after spending a few days with us. She seems to suit those in charge well. Sister Hall, will you do as you said you would? Stay with me? I need you, and the Lord needs you. Come.